BJ and Jamie.
Don't you feel like you guys have reverse roles? Like you do all the cleaning, cooking, and then she does like all the...
I mowed the yard yesterday.
BJ.
Yeah, that was to get out of the house. Yeah, that's.
I did. I swear I did.
Jamie.
He's not kidding. My neighbor asked if he could mow my lawn because they have so many kids. He's like, I just went out of the house. Hey, I'm like, okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, boy. All right, Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here we go. Here we go. It is a Wednesday. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. On the Odyssey app, it's free. You can take us anywhere you go. The podcast is there. It's all good, man. All good. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
Hello. Hello.
What? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Oh, I'm just saying hello.
Oh, my God, you guys. So I'm so sleep deprived, right? I even tweeted at midnight last night, which I think my tweet was brilliant. But anyway.
What was your tweet?
It was how we just all forgot about Dave Grohl. Now that like that big scandal about Dave Grohl having a baby out of wedlock, like none of us even care anymore.
Well, yeah, I see it here.
Yeah, none of us even care.
I mean, that was great timing for that to come out.
Exactly.
When it did.
I think I'm going to go back to caring.
Huh?
I think I'm going to go back to caring.
Well, I tweeted Dave Grohl last night at midnight, and I said, Dave Grohl, you owe P. Diddy an edible arrangement. because people are so mad at Dave Grohl, and now we like just forgot. And I don't know why. Yeah. Like, I laid down, and I thought about Dave Grohl.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to tweet Dave Grohl.
Okay.
Just like you did.
All right.
And I'm going to say, Dave, you can depend on me. I won't let it die.
Perfect.
See if he gets back to me.
All right.
Dave, I'll keep you out there, buddy. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I'll talk about your baby mamas cheating.
Right?
I'll talk about
all of it. All of it. Yeah.
I'll keep it going, buddy.
There goes my hero. Hashtag there goes my hero. Right? Anyway, so like I got no sleep and I kept asking Siri what time it was over and over. And then why is it when you have 20 minutes left, right?
Yeah.
You have 20 minutes. You fall sound asleep.
Oh, and you're passed out.
like out.
No one's going to wake you up.
You're like, what? Wait, I had 20 minutes. Why now? Why now? And then, because I'm so sleep deprived, right? It's like being drunk. And so I'm driving down I-25 and a paper bag flies up and I'm like, ah!
Is that a ghost? What is that?
Did it scare you?
Yeah, it scared that. You know, you're like, because your senses are like heightened, yeah. I think, because you're so tired that you're like, ah!
And if you only see out like the corner of your eye,
it's
it
like,
really...
oh my God! Yeah, so it's been a great morning so far. And nice shady people in the parking lot. It's been a great day.
Just sitting there like...
I know.
I pulled in because I was late. And I was like, what are these people doing here?
I know. And I don't think they're Uber drivers because I wouldn't get in that car.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
They must come in after I get here.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the only one I saw this morning was an SUV that's obviously an Uber driver.
You didn't see that white shady car with the blacked out windows?
No, he wasn't out there.
Oh,
no.
And like a little orange light inside?
Yeah.
And like he was either vaping or hitting something.
I always know because Carson's car is usually here. It wasn't this morning. But I always look around the parking lot because we are in a shady area here. You never know what's going to happen.
No
right?
kidding. Oh, my God. Yeah.
All right. Just getting started here on a Wednesday. Carson, he went to a concert last night, so he's a little giddy.
Yeah, I didn't get to sleep till midnight, so.
So it's all you, BJ.
Walking in this morning. And I'm like, dude, are you okay? You look like you're still liquored up.
He does that a lot.
He does.
Well, and we had to literally, I've never done this before. Out of all the shows I've gone to Red Rocks, we parked 100 yards away from the exit. We were a mile away from Red Rocks itself.
God.
So we had to hike both ways.
Did you go with your wife?
Yes.
Oh, she hates you.
It was not good.
Who'd you see? Where'd you go?
Benson Boone.
Oh, Benson Boone.
Oh, yeah.
I like that guy.
I'm sure it was packed.
Did he wear the
sold out?
Did he wear the blue sparkly unbuttoned down to his belly button?
He wore a sparkly a belt.
Oh, nice!
With a red jumpsuit that actually said Red Rocks on the back.
Oh, nice!
But I mean, it was a classy outfit, I guess.
He's just changed so much, that guy.
Dude, it sounds hideous.
Well, I know, and that's the thing. He used to be in like flannel and jeans when he became a star, and then all of a sudden he's on the VMAs and he's in blue sparkly stuff. Now he's at Red Rocks in red sparkly stuff.
I think he has to do the jumpsuit because he does all the flips.
Well, I think you can do that in jeans. Well, I've seen people do it in jeans.
He did it in jeans before.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. Now he's wearing those Elvis Presley jumpsuits.
What is going on?
With handkerchiefs that he gives to the women.
And he had the arms cut off.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Man, you're a good dancer, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm really.
Everybody on the dance floor this morning.
I'm twerking super early. Super early.
Can I have a formal complaint here?
Yes, you can.
There's a story this morning, and it kind of reminds me of last night. It's about Gen Zers and how they're not being able to hold down jobs because people that employ them think they're lazy and that they just don't care. They don't care. Now, I don't know if that's true or not across the board. I'm not here to say that, okay?
Okay.
So I go to McDonald's last night, and doesn't it drive you nuts when you're at a fast food restaurant? If you're inside and you see your order sitting under the light.
That happens at In-N-Out. And it's not even a light. It's just on the counter. And they haven't called my number yet.
It makes you so angry.
It does, yeah.
Because you know it's yours. You know it's yours. And you see somebody walk by it 3 and 4 times. And it's like, give me my food.
Yep.
We went to McDonald's last night. And the guy at the fry machine, okay, he takes my fries. I got 2 large orders. Frog's got to have one and I got to have one, right? And he puts them under the light. And I know they're mine. I'm the only person there.
And they're so hot and crispy under there.
Well, I thought they might be. But
they're just now right. They're just sitting.
They're just Jamie, they sat there for a good 10 minutes.
Oh, no. I got them. No.
It was terrible. The fries were horrible. They were soggy. They weren't crispy. I don't know if you can, at a McDonald's, if you could say, take these back and give me crispy fries. I don't know. I don't do that.
Yeah, I know.
I want to be that guy. But, man, I got so angry last night. I'm sitting there going, come on, man. You got one job.
Especially when they're hot. Like, they just scooped them up out of the fryer, and then they put them on your, you could just smell them, and you can see them, and you know that they're hot. Let me just have the fries.
And they have that monitor now that you can look up there and see your order number.
Yeah.
And mine's complete.
Oh.
Mine's complete. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, where's it at? Why can't you hand it to me? Mm-hmm. I only have a Happy Meal and fries. That's all I got.
Oh, no. My God. And he can get a large fry with a Happy Meal?
No, I ordered it on the
side.
Oh,
okay. Because I was like,
two on the
I
side.
Get Happy Meals, and I didn't know you could. You get them an extra?
Yeah.
Man, we're eating healthy.
I ate a large order and a half last night.
I told you, I'm not judging you. I told you my thing was when I had my kid, what I said to myself was, he's never eating at McDonald's. That place is like not good for you as a child developmentally wise. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, he's about 4 years old. We're always going through the drive-thru.
Scarfing down Happy Meals.
But hey, they have apples.
They do have apples and milk.
Yeah.
Don't forget the milk.
And now, in the Happy Meal, they're giving away these miniature Crocs.
Oh, okay.
Is there a movie out? Crocs? Something to do with Crocs?
I don't think so, but Little Debbie literally just got one the other day. I was like, what's this little Croc?
And what do? Do you put them on your fingers and walk with them or something?
Yeah, they've got a loop on the bottom of it that folds out. He loves that damn Croc. He wants to go back today to get another one.
And then he can walk with it on his fingers. Oh, my God. That reminds me. The dumbest toy I've ever bought in my life, and I know a lot of you can relate with this if you, boys or girls. We had a finger skateboard.
Yeah.
So you
put
I've seen those. Yeah.
I used to have those.
No.
Oh,
it is so dumb. Woo! Yeah. So you put your 2 fingers on this little bitty skateboard that is as big as your thumb, and then you buy all the accessories, right? Oh. And you buy the rail, and you pick.
Have the park, the full park you could get.
Yeah, we only got half the park because he got a little uninterested after he realized like his skateboard fingers don't stick to the skateboard. Yeah. The shred deck.
Tech deck, yeah.
Yeah. And so we'd go, so dumb. This is the dumbest. Dumb. I mean, because you can't hold on to the skateboard. It's on your fingers.
Yeah, I never understood
it. It was dumb.
In middle school, we played with them all the time.
Oh, my God.
Awesome. I've never understood
that. They were still a thing, you know what? It'd be 10 years ago. Yeah. Just so you know.
All right, and I've got one more complaint.
Okay,
right,
go ahead.
Then we have baseball, right?
Yep.
So we have to go to baseball. Well, the Foothills League sends out a person to be the catcher / umpire. You don't need an umpire with 6-year-olds. But they send out a person to kind of oversee the game, right? They send out this girl last night.
Oh, a girl.
She's probably, I don't know, either fresh out of high school or still in high school. I don't know. This girl wouldn't do anything. She literally came out to the park, got behind where the kids are batting, leaned up against the fence like this, and stood there all night. Wouldn't move the balls as a catcher. Wouldn't do anything. It, even the parents that were there, I wanted to say something, but I didn't. But a couple of the parents started yelling at her. Like,
doesn't she get like $10 a game or something, or $15 a game
or
something?
She gets at least $15 a game to come out there and do it. First of all, she's 15 minutes late. The game's already started with these kids. She shows up late and leans up against Fitz and does nothing. And we're sitting there going, hello, you're supposed to help.
Was she on her phone?
Yeah.
They're addicted to it.
Yeah, she had the phone out doing that
thing. I'm addicted to it, too.
Yeah. Every now and then, she would take the little tee they use for T-ball.
Uh-huh.
So if a kid for a coach pitch can't hit the ball, they move the tee in to speed up the game a little bit. Every now and then, she would pull the tee up.
Well, see, she did something.
I swear to you. It's like, $15. Get off your ass and do something, girl. See, I started the game as the catcher.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
They came and got me. The coach did.
That doesn't shock me. So many ways. Yep.
Is that like a...
It's a gay joke.
Oh. Well, I have to admit, I was the catcher last night. I can't deny it.
No,
I was.
You can't.
Then she comes along after I'm back there, you know. She's 15 minutes late. She shows up, and I said, you want me to continue to do this? And she goes, no, I got it. I got it from here. Then she leans up against the fence and does nothing.
Step aside.
So the pitcher, the coach, has to pitch the ball.
And then go back and pick it up?
And go pick him up in a bucket.
Well, maybe she's never done it, and she didn't know.
You're picking up a ball and putting it in a bucket.
I don't know. Ask the guy that goes and referees and does stuff.
All right.
Have you ever leaned against a fence, Schmidl, and done nothing?
All the time.
Okay. See?
When you're reffing, that's what you do, man. You just stand there and you just let people do stuff, make sure they don't cheat, and you just watch them.
Yeah, you don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got it from the official guy.
Yeah, you're just like her. That's all right.
I'll continue just be there to be the make catcher. Sure the parents aren't fighting.
That's your job?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it from him. He's not supposed to do anything.
There you go. My bad. I expected
she was
something.
Doing her job.
Yeah, right. I guess she was doing it. She's just a monitor.
She was texting the whole time. Tabloid trash is next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
There's so much to talk about. I could talk about it all morning. I swear to God, this is exciting because usually we don't have a whole lot with Tabloid Trash, but today there's a lot going on. And I wanted to mention, somebody said the app just cut out. Why is this still happening? Listen, I don't know, okay? I was in California, and I tried to show a girl how to use the app, and the most random stuff came up, and none of it was our app.
Really?
When I put it, I took screenshots of it to ask our boss, like, what is going on? It couldn't even, I don't know if it's because there's not a radio station where I was there, and so it didn't contact with it. It seems like it's global, so it should be able to just grab it, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so.
I went to all kinds of things. Anyway, all right. Yeah, sorry about that. Hopefully you'll get back online. All right. There's so much. First of all, I am ashamed to say that last night I pulled a Carson.
What'd you do?
Well, I watched a little bit of Dancing with the Stars.
No. You did?
That's hilarious.
There was nothing on. There was nothing on. I watched The Real Housewives, all of them. I got all caught up. You know, I don't have a kid right now, so I'm catching up with everything way too fast.
Yeah.
Because nobody needs me. And I don't have to be on call for everything and anything, and it's just a weird feeling. So I watched Dancing with... I don't even like saying it out loud.
That's what happens when you literally have nothing to do. That's
just use the initials. Just use DWTS.
Okay.
That way some people don't catch on to what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm so, like, sexy, and my life is so exciting. I was folding socks watching Dancing with the Stars. And then I kept thinking, okay, so I have all these socks that are his. He took all the socks he needed to college. Can I just throw these out now? I feel like I can.
No, I think you should keep them.
No, I don't think so.
In his room for at least a year.
But no, he took it. Like all these packs of socks.
Yeah, but he's going to forget socks when he comes home. And then you really want to buy new socks just because when he's home?
Kinda. No. And I'm going to tell you why, because it's too late, because I threw them away. Because I'm like, why am I folding these? He doesn't even need them. So I was just like, so I played a little basketball,
yeah,
too.
I'm
for
with
the
you.
Trash can. I rolled them up in little balls. I'm like, look at your life, Jamie.
Yeah, I say toss them. Right.
So sad. Anyway, yeah, Dancing with the Stars. And that Anna Delvey, man, she's something. And she, you know, I know a lot of people are feeling sorry for her because I guess she was crying in the bathroom because she read all the comments about her online. But listen, if you saw the Netflix series about her, she's not a good person. And I'll tell you what irritates me the most about her. Listen, I understand people make mistakes, but when you screw over your friends and steal your friends' money and have no remorse about stealing your friends' money or screwing them over, then I'm done with you. You know, because friends are like tight.
Yeah.
You know, like that is the closest to family you pretty much have is your friends. And when you steal their money or screw them over like that and just and don't even say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She felt nothing. She was the coldest woman you've ever seen. And then when they went to take some of her statements for the newspaper. This is back in the day of the newspaper. She was like, why are you wearing that? That is hideous. And she had this weird accent that she would do. It's very bizarre.
Yeah, but can she dance?
No.
Oh.
And
well, there
she,
you go.
And she had like this Muppet face, like this. She just had no expression. No expression at all. So here is number one. They're talking about Anna and, oh, and I felt bad for Tori, Spelling. Here it is.
One of these remaining couples is safe. The other two couples had the lowest combined total of judges' scores and viewer votes from our first two nights of competition and will both be leaving tonight. It's time for the final result.
Reginald and Emma, Tori and Pasha, Anna and Ezra.
The final couple who is safe.
Reginald and Emma!
Which means Tori and Pasha and Anna and Ezra are going home.
See you later.
Tori Spelling went home.
You know, I feel like Tori's one of those people that some of these reality shows, they get her for a couple of weeks to get the notoriety or, you know, a little bit of press. Not a lot, but a little bit of press. And then they just get rid of her.
Yeah, I feel bad for her, actually. I mean, I feel like she really wanted to do well and she just didn't have it.
Yeah.
She wasn't really great at it.
Yeah, people were saying her lips got in the way.
I feel like she had cheekbone implants.
She did?
I feel like she might have. Yeah. I just feel bad for her because, like, the whole situation with her mom is so unfair. Her mom's just an evil bitch.
Yeah.
Just a horrible woman. And just mean to her and just flaunts her billions of dollars in front of her broke-ass daughter. And just gives it all to her brother. I'm hoping that her brother, like, slowly, like, siphons it back around to Tori. You know?
Yeah, like cutting her some on the side.
Yeah, because they're pretty tight. But man, her mom will go in the storage unit. So she has this, like, I don't know, 20,000 square foot storage unit with all her big stuff in it from the mansion. Because didn't they have like a 30,000 square foot house?
Yeah.
And she moved into a condo in Beverly Hills. And she'll just go in there and she'll pick some of Tori's old toys and then give it to her kids for their birthday. I watched a documentary.
Oh. So she just re-gifts all the old toys.
She re-gifts all the old toys. And they're not even boxes. She's like, here, your mom used to love to play with us.
Oh.
The documentary is fascinating. I mean, it is.
I think I'd like it,
yeah,
actually.
It's pretty fascinating. Yeah. All right, anyway. And then here's where it got weird. So Anna Delvey, at the end, she's so pissed off, right? Because she's just a bad person. But here's what they asked her. First, they asked Tori about how did it go. And she's like, I just want to make my kids proud. I'm sorry, but you guys can do whatever you put your mind to, blah, blah, blah. And then they went to Anna. Here's what happened.
What are you going to take away from this competition? Nothing.
It was so weird. It just shut everybody up. They said, what are you going to do? What did you take away from this competition? Because she's been voted off the island. She's like, nothing. I've never seen anything like it.
No. I wouldn't know what to say. No one saw that one coming.
Nobody saw it coming. All right. Travis Kelce now is in the press. And, man, why are they going after him so hard?
I guess that people just don't like the whole relationship thing with Taylor and the overexposure of Travis Kelce. I think it's jealousy. I really do.
Because now even somebody, like, I mean, we do it because we're like, wonka, 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 wonka. But this is an ESPN, like, analyst,
yeah,
right?
Todd McShay is a big deal. Yeah.
And he has a lot of thoughts about Travis Kelce. Here they are.
Every show I watch, every pregame show, halftime show, postgame show, weekday show, every broadcast I watch for the last few weeks, it's like, are we not allowed to say that he's out of shape? That he's been partying all offseason? He's been jet-setting around with his the most famous person probably in the entire world? That he's drinking on, you know, going to the the U.S. Open, and he's got cocktails in it. Like,
I don't know, but if he, all right, but look,
stop.
Know there's a difference between having a drink at the U.S. Open and then thinking that it's just because of a guy. I don't know that.
No, I know that. But right. What I do know is I want you to take a picture from preseason 2022 and then take a picture preseason 2024. They're barely the same human being, Ryan, and everyone's like, we got to get the ball. Why isn't he part of the offense? The defense is double. The coverage is this. Here's the thing. Bottom line with Kelce. The coverage and the respect he gets is the same. The athlete is not.
I don't agree with that. I think he's in fine shape to play. Yeah, I think he's in better shape than Patrick Mahomes is.
I just think that you have to question when he had time to train when he is shooting a television show that is so time consuming, and he just shot a movie that's so time consuming. He's doing all these ads that also, you know, same words. I don't know when you train. I don't know when you put it all in, everything you got into training. Well,
I don't know where they're coming up with this whole idea that he's not performing or whatever. If you watched the game this past weekend, they didn't throw the ball to him. He only had like two passes thrown his way, and he caught one.
So he didn't even have a chance.
He wasn't even a part of the play. That's not his fault. Unless the coach knows something we don't know.
Well, Andy says the reason why they're not throwing it is because everybody's on to let's go to Travis for the play. So they're not going to do that right now.
He's a decoy right now. So, I don't even get the outrage over this.
And then finally, I don't even want to get into the P. Diddy. There you go. Tablet trash.
Man, you ran out of gas.
I did. Sorry.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we'll give you a code word that could send you to Vegas to see the new kids on the block. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.